So we started the halacha. Yeah, let's try and finish off today. That's Be'ez Hashem, the plan. See Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Brura, and bring this to a conclusion, Be'ez Hashem. So let's have a look again. Number 6 on the sheet. So it's a Shulchan Aruch. Simon Kuf Samiches. By the way, I tell you the truth. The only reason I put the Marmol Kemis on the sheets is because just for convenience-wise. But it definitely loses some of the value. In other words, I would definitely recommend, if you have spare time, look in the Shulchan Aruch inside, and you'll be much more attached to it. You'll remember it better. If you see the Shulchan Aruch and learn the Mishnah Brura, it's for convenience, we put it all on one paper, but essentially we should be learning it from the Shulchan Aruch with the Mishnah Brura, and then... Okay, Zal the Shulchan Aruch. Hayu lefonov, chatichos shall pass. If you had in front of him, chatichos shall pass, slices of bread, and also a pas sholim. Also a whole bread, hakoil mimin echad. Very, very important, it's all in one min. If it would be different minim, then it's a different story. Mavarech al hasholim. Then he makes a bracha on the sholim, and immediately, without even continuing, let's dive straight into the number 7 on the sheets, the Mishnah Brura, Mvorech HaRasholei Mishum Hidur Mitzvah. Like I always say, once you've learned the sugyas, the whole limud of halacha is much more gishmak limud. You know exactly what the Mishnah Brura means. What do you mean Mishum Hidur Mitzvah? Yeah, it's a Gemara. Can't say Yuchayev. That's called Hidur Mitzvah, exactly. Okay, back into the Shulchan Aruch. Afilu, so you make a bracha on the sholem, afilu hu pas kibeir v'katan. Even if the sholem is, what does kibeir mean? So the Shulchan Aruch says in brackets, pirish lechem she'einoi noki. And if it's not noki, obviously it'll be less desirable. Not only that, it's katan, it's small. And v'achatichois is pas nekiyo. And yet the slices are... clean flour, clean bread, the gedola as well. Nonetheless, Sholem wins the day. So at the moment, like we said last time, Sholem is the top of the tree, beats everything. Underneath Sholem, we have Noki, which maybe we're going to define as Choviv. What does Choviv mean? Preferred. Obviously, a person prefers Pas Noki as opposed to Pas Kibir. But either way, that's one mile. Another mile is Godel. So what's halacha of Godoil? That's also beaten by Sholem. So Sholem at the moment is number 1. And then behind him is Choviv and Godoil. We don't know which one of those gets precedence. Carries on the Shulchan Aruch. Avolim ha-Sholem tzohirim v'chatichos mechitim. Afilu hiktano, doesn't make a difference. Then what? As we saw in the Gemara, essentially you should be making a bracha on the chitim. Yerushamayim, is the way Tosis learned, should be making a bracha on both. Therefore, maniach apruso tachas hashlema uboitzea mishtein yachad. Now, as we saw in the Gemara, that's what a Yerushamayim should be doing. But if you're not a Yerushamayim, then essentially what's the main halacha? You make a bracha on the chitim. Fine. Carries on the Ramah, very, very important halacha, Hagah. Hagah always means the Ramah. The kol zeh kesheroitze lechol mishnehem. Everything we have discussed in this whole Amud from the beginning of the Zman is only talking about when you actually are planning on eating both. So if you're planning on eating both, now we have a question, which one should make a bracha over? If you only want to eat one of them, then obviously yivtza olav ve'in lochush l'sheni. Then you'd cut that one. What does it mean ve'in lochush? And you don't have to be concerned with the second eating that one. In other words, the chiyuv of brachos never tells you what to eat. It only tells you if this is what you've decided to eat. Anyway, I'll tell you what the order should be or what the bracha should be. But otherwise, if I only want to eat one of them, why? Because I just do. Then you make a bracha on that and says the Ramah in conclusion, afal pisha choshuv, oy choviv alav. It makes no difference, even if the other one is choshuv or choviv. For example, imagine, like we said last time, you've got a bagel on the table and sandwiches. Now it happens to be you love bagels much more than sandwiches. At the moment, you just don't have time. You don't have time. A bagel takes too long, whatever, it's different texture, it takes too long. You're in a big rush, you're having a sandwich. Now, it's not choviv, Which one is chaviv? The bagel. Not only that, it might be more choshev, it might be made out of chitta, it might be shalit. Says no more, all the milers in the world, totally irrelevant. At the end of the day, you're having a sandwich. Make a bracha on a sandwich. It's not shalim, it's not godl, it's not chaviv, it's not zeh. Lomanyanoti, it doesn't make a difference. If I'm planning on having both, that's when this whole sieve kicks in.
Your example is one in which you make the same bracha.
Right.
They're different, right?
The bracha is
written in apple, but I only want
that's a different discussion.
For the apple.
Right, it's going to be a completely different discussion later on in this perek.
Okay.
If I have a tomato and an apple, what I make first? That's a different shayla when it's two brachas. But for the moment, we're talking about when there's one bracha and you're planning on eating two foods that carry the same bracha. Okay, Zogt, the Mishnah Brura, Sifkoten, Aleph. Mevarech al hashalim. Why do you make a bracha on the shalim? So the Mishnah Brura immediately adds, it's not an absolute chiv, but rather mishum hidur mitzvah. Ve'im lo yehoya lefonov rak prusa. We learned this last time. If the only thing you had in front of you was a prusa, got a slice, so obviously you make a bracha on the prusa. Ve'notal oisa, and you took it to hand kedei levarech aleho in order to make a bracha on it. Ubetoich kach. What does that mean? Ubetoich kach. In the meanwhile, exactly. Heviu lefonov shleima, meaning I haven't yet made a bracha. I took it to hand. I'm just about to make a bracha, and suddenly a shalem comes in front of me. Now, if a shalem comes in front of me, I should now be really making a bracha on the shalem. But I took the prusa, so I should put it back down. It's like a bezoyin for the prusa. Maniach haprusa b'toicha shleima. So don't just abandon the prusa
together,
but underneath mavarech ve'im kvar birech al haprusa. But if I've already made a bracha on the prusa, and all of a sudden a shalem arrives at the table, then yivtza oisa, you should cut it. Once I made a bracha, that definitely is point of no return. Base pas kiber v'koton the maila shalem, even if the Sholem is small and not clean, it doesn't matter. To Milas, Sholem, Odif, Tvei. What does that mean, Odif, Tvei? Is better even if, afilu ba'oifen zeh, even in this case that what? It's got many factors going against it. What are the factors going against it? Small, it's not chavit, doesn't matter. Once you have Sholem, that is the Mila that eclipses everything else. Says one more Mishnah Brura, Gimel, Maniach HaPrusa. This is when I have Chitin and Seirin. So remember, the Gemara said that essentially make a bracha on the Chitin. A Yorei Shomayi will make a bracha over both. Says the Mishnah Brura, Kedei Lekayim Mailas Hashlomo de Seirin. This is in order to try and somehow satisfy, on the one hand, the Maila of the Sholem of the Seirin. And at the same time, umailas hachitin, what's the mile of that? The chashivat famous soirin, which is more choshev. Why mishum da akta meba posuk? Because it gets first mentioned in the posuk, kodiksiv, eretz chitav a soirin. Now, says the Mishnah Brura, umavua bashas. Now listen to that, it's such a beautiful limud once you've learned the background. Umavua bashas, it's explained there in the Gemara. The me'ikar hadin. What does that mean, me'ikar hadin? Essentially, what are you supposed to be doing? Prusa shel chitin adifa. Certainly, me'ikar hadin, you're supposed to be making a bracha over the chitin. Ela, lotzeis yedei shomayim. Just to be yetsa, all opinions. Kol amaylois, that's why. Sorry, echlaniach haprusa, tachas hashleimo, etc., etc. But don't make a mistake of thinking that's what you have to do. V'kosav ha-mogein Avrohom. Zog, the mogein Avrohom, the mikol mogein. Im hoyo hashleimo, mipas shel shifoin. If the shleimo, remember, what are we talking about at the moment? Chitin versus Soira. Now we have to know that Shifoin is what?
He said oats.
It's even lower than Soirim.
Right.
It's even less prominent. So now we have a question. If I have Chitin, which is a Prusa, Opposing it, you have Sa'irin, which is a Shlemo. So the Gemara says, essentially over the Chitin, try and do both. But what happens if the gap is even bigger? You have a Prusa, which is Chitin, and the Shalem is not Sa'irin, it's Shifoin. Shifoin is very, 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 very low ranked in Chashivas. So would you say, at the end of the day, I've got Chashuv versus Shalem. Chashuv essentially wins the day, but try and do both. Says Mishabura, in the name of the Mogan Avram, that not. Kosa Mogan Avram, the Mikol Mokim, nonetheless, notwithstanding what we said before, Im Hoyo HaShleimo Mipas Shel Shifoin. And he says in brackets, what is that? Hu Sha'onu Koirin Dogon. We call it grain. V'roiv Halacha Mim Shalonu. Most of our breads, Mimenu Hu, is from it. V'haprusa, on the other hand, is Shel Chitin, or for that matter, Moy Shel Sa'irin. Ein lahachmir liftsoya ala shleimo ima pruso elo yivtsa ala pruso levad. So again, what have I got on one hand? I've got shifoin, which is a sholim. What have I got opposing it? Chitin, which is a pruso. And the Mishnah Berurah added in parenthesis, even if it was sa'irin,
even if the piece was sa'irin.
Correct. Why? Because Chitin and Sa'irin have got something that Shifoin doesn't. What is that? They're both mentioned in the Pasuk. They're both Choshev. One's more, one's less. But Shifoin is not mentioned in the Pasuk at all.
So where's Mishnah Berurah get this from?
One second, Magen Avraham. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ein lahachmi livtsoy ala shteim ala prusa elo, in the last line, Yivtsoy ala prusa levad. Rather, you make a prusa, a bracha on a prusa alone. Why? The shifoin kill af misa'urim. What does kill mean? Right, make a lightweight. Because the shifoin is lightweight af misa'urim. Even then sa'urim, shifoin doesn't get a look in. Do you know why? Mishum de'ein nizkeres b'kro. Behead, yes, yeah, not mentioned in the Pasuk. So in other words, Mishnah Berurah has slightly made things complicated for us, or it's a Mogan Avraham, he's just quoting Mogan Avraham, that when we say that Chito outguns Sa'ira, at least Me'ikra din, say that. And what do you do to Yetzer, Yedei Shamayim? You do both. That's only because at least both Chitin and Sa'ira, at least they're mentioned in the Pasuk. Now the question was, which one is more Choshev? The answer is, Chitin is a bit more choshev because it's mentioned first, but at least the Sa'irin is mentioned. Ma she'en came one on the other side of this of the other side of the court. I've got Shifoin. Shifoin has got one mila.
Shalim.
Right, but it's not choshev at all. In other words, Meirai v'Raboisai, we can now, as it were, just for the sake of our moshel, renumber the score. When I have Chito versus Sa'ira, so we said Me'ikra Din, what do you do? Over Chitin. Me'ikra Din over Chitin. Yedei Shamayim both. Why? Because what's the score Chitin versus Sa'ira?
Chitin is greater than Sa'ira.
So we've always said that Choshev is better. Maybe we can define it better. The score is 2-1. Why is it 2-1? Because, or again, I don't know, maybe if 2-1 is the right score. We have to at least put it like this. Sa'irin's Maila, which is what? That it's Sholim, is together with the fact that it is a little bit Choshev. Why is it a bit Choshev?
Mentioned
the Pasuk. So that's why I've got cause to say, let's try and bring Sa'irin into the picture. Yetzi Yedei Shnehem, Lotzi Yedei Shomayim. But that's why I've got this drive to get Sa'irin back on the table. Why? Because Sa'irin is mentioned in the Pasuk. But Shifoin is not mentioned. So what are you going to tell me? Yeah, but Shifoin is Sholim. Doesn't matter. Once you've got something that's mentioned in the Pasuk, then everything else doesn't get a look in whatsoever. Chitin and Sa'irin are both mentioned in the Pasuk, so we'll try and accommodate both. Shifoin is not mentioned in the Pasuk at all.
What if it is a Shalim and your piece is Sa'irin?
What's Shalem Shifayim?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
That's what Mishnah Berurah added in brackets. V'cheinim hoya shal sairin in the pusa.
So which one would you say?
Only sairin. Sairin is chashuv compared to Shifayim. I Shifayim is Shalem. Doesn't matter. It's not mentioned in the pasuk.
But are you yotze with the?
You always yotze b'dievet. But lechatchila, what should
okay.
you be doing?
Okay.
Sairin. Right. Should I try and accommodate both? No.
Gotcha.
Why should I not try and accommodate both? Because Shifayim doesn't get a look in. Sairin gets a look in when it's fighting against Chitin. Remember, even then, it's only a Chumra. It's only a Yirah Shomayim, Me'ikar Adin. Chitin. But still, the Gemara says Yari Shomayim should try and get both. Says the Mishnah Berurah, in the name of the Morgan Avraham, I'm only trying to get both because at least Sairin is not just Shalim. It's also mentioned in the Pasuk. But Shifayim, which is not mentioned in the Pasuk, the fact that it's Shalim is totally irrelevant. Now, if you look next to the word, after the word Misa'irim, there's a Vav in parenthesis. You can see that?
Yeah.
So look at number 8. That's the Sharatzion. Sharatzion is also the Mishnah Berurah. He has footnotes. Vav. Says the Sharatzion, this is the Chofetz Chaim talking. Tam ze be'emes ein poshut kol kach lechalik b'zeh. Says the Mishnah Berurah, or the Sharatzion, which is the Chofetz Chaim, this reasoning that the Morgan Avraham gave, although in the Mishnah Berurah that's the way he paskened, but at a little footnote at the bottom of the page, he tells you, not so poshut. Not so poshut. In other words, now let's stop. Don't look inside. If you wanted to challenge the Morgan Avraham, well, how would you challenge the Morgan Avraham? Where would there be room to perhaps debate the Chiddush of the Morgan Avraham? What could we say? That if I have Chitin, Prusa, and Shifoin, Sholem, so the Morgan Avraham says, just make a bracha over the Chitin, don't even try and accommodate the Shifoin. Why? Because it's not mentioned in the Pasuk. How could we perhaps debate the Morgan Avraham? We might say that no. Even in that case, the halacha should be
put together.
Why?
It's Shalim.
Because it's Shalim. Who told you the fact that it's mentioned in the Pasuk outguns everything else? Maybe once something's got Shalim, it shouldn't be ignored, at least Yorei Shemaim. So look at the Sharatzion again, Vav. Tam zeh. It's not so simple to make this distinction that the Morgan Avraham does. Why? Because once, Avraham, this is what you said. Because once I've got the Maila of Sholem, which is what the Shifoin has, Yesh Loimar, you could in theory say, De'ein Chiluk Benzeh L'Soirim Mamish. Who says there's a difference? The Morgan Avraham says there's a difference. Why? Because Sairin is mentioned in the Pasuk and Shifayin is not. Who says there's a difference? The alcohol ponim, because at the end of the day, Shleima is a mitzvah and a mufcha. So therefore, says the Sharatzion, I'm not so happy with this Morgan Avraham, because it could just be that once you've got Sholem, that's a tremendous mila that we'd like to try, if we can, to accommodate. What are you going to say? No! It's only Sa'irim that we want to accommodate because it's mentioned in the Pasuk. Who said? Maybe even Shifoin, although it's not mentioned in the Pasuk, we still want to accommodate it.
So you might have a half a minute to say that Sholem is only significant for those foods that are mentioned.
That's what Morgan Avraham does hold.
Yeah.
That's what Morgan Avraham does hold. And Mishnah Berurah says, how do you know? Right, Mishnah Berurah says, how do you know?
Right.
How do you know?
Right.
Who says mentioned in the Pasuk then just completely dismisses everything else? Maybe once I've got a Sholem on the other side of the table, maybe I'd like to try and accommodate it. All right. It's a challenge, but at the end of the day, in the Mishnah Berurah, he did paskin like the Morgan Avraham. Okay. Look now at number 9 on the sheets. Tachas HaShleimo. So we are trying what to accommodate both. Remember, we're back into the chitin and soyer, and so what will be at the bottom?
The bottom will be the peace.
The shalim, not the peace. The shalim of soyerim. And the top will be at the chitin, because chitin always wins the day. Chitin is the main one. A yare shemai will squeeze in soyerim. Says mishubur dalat tachas hashleimo. Oh, I'm sorry.
Same sif.
1 second, please. I'm sorry, excuse me, 100% right, Ramesh Zelig. Gemara says that a Yorei Shamayim makes... puts the prusa b'toich ashlema underneath the shalim. Sorry, 100% right. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskens. But that's Rashi, because Rashi learns it's not going on chitin in Seir. Rashi says it's going on Rabbi Yechana.
The Shulchan Aruch same thing.
Right. Shulchan Aruch does say when I've got chitin in Seir, as the Mishabur explained, essentially brachas on the chitin. The Yorah Shemaim says put the prusa underneath. The chitin will go underneath. The shalim will go on the top. Says the Mishabur in Dalad, va'afilu ha'prusa g'doylo me'ashlema. Nami toiv shianiach shteim beyachad. Okay, even if Godel doesn't make a difference. Okay, says Mishabura in conclusion, hey, number 9 on the sheets. Remember the Ramah says, ve'ein lochush l'sheini. What does it mean ve'ein lochush l'sheini? If I'm only planning on eating one, then you make a broch on that and everything else is totally irrelevant. Says Mishabura, what does that mean it's totally irrelevant? Afal pi shehu lefonov, even though it is, after all, sitting in front of him. And v'hu muktum b'posuk, and maybe it's mentioned earlier in the posuk, oy chaviv, oy chashuv, it's got all the milers going for it, but at the end of the day,
it's not what you want.
You don't want to eat it. Eina chayev lechol mimenu. Not obligated to eat for it just bishvil hakdoma zu, just in order to get the precedent. Like we said, hakdoma, this inyan of doing number one and then number two, that's only when I want to eat both. Now, says the Mishra Brura, some sort of compromise. Umistabra. What does that mean? Umistabra.
It's reasonable to say.
That means he's not bringing a source for this, just mistabra. It's logical from the word svara. Mistabra, it's logical to suggest. The dafka im einoi roitze lechoil elo me echot. That's only if I only specifically want to eat this particular bread. Like we said, you come home, you've got a bagel and a sandwich, you want to eat the sandwich. Why? I haven't got time for the bagel, let's say. Practical reasons. So then I say, make a broch on the sandwich. I couldn't care less. The bagel's got all the milers in the world. I'm not interested. Avol, says the Mishra Brura, im birtzoinoi shavehu lechoil mizeh oi mizeh v'shneihem munochim lefonov, and they're both in front of him. Af she'ene roitze lechol mishneim yachad. Even though I'm not planning on eating both, I only want to eat one. But why is this not the same case as the Ramah? Mitzvah menamuvcha livtsoya al amuktem beposuk v'shar hamailas. Then it is a mitzvah menamuvcha to make a brocha over the one which has either precedence in the posuk or any other mailas. In other words, there are three scenarios with the sandwich and the bagel. The classic scenario, what's the Shulchan Aruch talking about? I've got a sandwich and a bagel and you want to eat?
One of them.
No, the Shulchan Aruch, not the Ramah.
One.
No. What's our discussion the whole time? When you want to eat both, everything.
Oh, which bracha?
Then we got the whole discussion, make a bracha on this, the maila, this. Right. Says the Ramah, if you're only eating, you only want to eat a sandwich, Mavakasha, eat the sandwich. Says the Mishnah Berurah, but one second, there's a third scenario. Scenario number one is you want to eat both. Scenario number two is that I, for some reason, I specifically want to eat the sandwich and the sandwich only. Scenario number three is I only want to eat one, but
either
one will do. That's what he means when he says "Biratzoinoi shavim." His rotzen is equal. I've only got time for one. I quite frankly don't really care which one. So then what? You make a bracha, the one with milus. In other words, we're never going to force you to eat something that you don't want to. So if I only want to eat the sandwich now, I don't fancy eating the bagel because I don't have time or because I don't, whatever it is, doesn't make a difference, then what's the halacha in that case if you only want to eat the sandwich? So you're supposed to eat, that's when you make a bracha. And if I want to make a bracha on both, then that's the whole Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's mistabra that even though the Ramah told you that if you only want to eat one, make a bracha or whatever you like, says the Ramah, Mishnah Berurah, yeah, that's only if I have a specific one in mind. But if I only want to eat one, but I don't really mind which one it is, then certainly you should opt for the one with the milus. So if you run home, I've got 2 minutes to eat. I've got a sandwich and a bagel. I can eat one, I can't eat both, and I really don't mind which one. So will be the halacha.
Bagel.
Make a bracha on the bagel.
Holy bagel.
Why? Because that's a shalim, that's the milus.
Second last line in Mishnah Berurah, where it says, She'ena roitza lecho mishneya miyaka. Doesn't that mean that to eat them together?
But why do
they
want to
say that they say at the same time? Because
it doesn't mean simultaneously.
One after the other.
Yeah, that's what it means.
Yeah.
Biyacha means same meal.
Okay.
I'm happy to eat both of them. No, I can't eat both. I can't stuff
okay. My
mouth with both. It means biyacha means one after another. Chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah. This is a very, we've just learned a new halacha now. If you come home, you have a sandwich and a bagel on the lunch table, so I'm eating both. So obviously I go with the one with the milus. Shabura is machadish to me, even if I'm only eating one, but if you don't mind which one, you should also go for the one with the milus. If I only want to eat one of them and I have in mind exactly which one it is, then I'm never going to force you to eat something else. Very, very, very important halacha. The halachas of the brachas will never tell you what you must eat, rather the order in which you must eat it. I'll give you an example, a simpler example. We all know if you have a Boire Pri Ha'etz and a Boire Pri Ha'adama on the table, which one do you make first? Boire Pri Ha'etz. The same rule would apply there though. If I've got an apple on the table and I've got a cucumber on the table and I don't want to eat the apple now, I only want to have the cucumber, so what's the halacha? Awesome, take a cucumber, make Ha'adama, and that's it. If I'm planning on eating both, then first away, it's the first Adama. And presumably, now maybe we can add the Mishnah Berurah's line to that case as well, that if I want to eat one of them, and I don't mind which one, so then maybe we could say, fine, so if all things be equal, go for the apple. But either way, if I only for some reason want to eat the cucumbers, have the cucumber. I'm never going to force you to eat something that you don't want to. The halachas of the brachas just tell you what's the order that you should eat what you'd like to eat anyway. But we're not going to tell you what you must eat.
My wife says to me, do you want a bagel or do you want a slice of bread? I couldn't care less. Thinking she's going to put one on the table. But she puts them both.
Right.
So then I...
Then you got Mishnah Berurah's chiddush, Mishnah Bracha on the bagel.
Okay.
But if you say, I just think I'm just not in the mood now for a bagel. Why? Whatever. What's the difference? Why? Fine. So not only... to make a bracha on the sandwich, but even if the bagel is there on the table right in front of you, that's what Mishnah Berurah says, even if it's munachim, it's a very, very important halacha. Derocheho darkei noyam. The ways of the Torah are pleasant. We don't force somebody to eat what he doesn't want to eat. If you're eating both, or, as the Mishnah Berurah has added, you don't really mind, fine, so we'll politely suggest is what you should do. If only one eat the other one, why? It's your prerogative, you do what you like. So I'm not going to force you to eat something you don't want. Okay, we go now to the last sheet, number 10 on the sheet. The Shulchan Aruch, it's the same Shulchan Aruch, it's also Kuf Samaches. This is now Sif Beis. Im Beis Shleimois Mimenechod. Two Shleimois. Mimenechot. And by the way, this is an extremely common scenario. I would venture to suggest this basically happens every single Shabbos. You have two challahs, presumably your wife, or you bought them, whatever, they're the same min, and they're both shalim. So the only distinguishing feature might be is the one slightly bigger, one slightly smaller. It's very, very common. In Beishleimais Mimenechot, or, you know, for that reason, forget Shabbos for a moment. Shabbos is a bit complicated because of Lecha Mishnah. Every day of the week, you come home and there's a few bagels on the table. Or for that matter, there's a few slices of bread. Which one should you make a bracha on?
The bigger one.
Why? Because with regard to Shalim or not Shalim, there's nothing to distinguish them. With regard to which min, there's nothing to distinguish them. So then Godel wins the day.
I only want a small roll.
I'm
going to waste the big roll.
That's a different story. That's how the Ramah says. Send you back to the Ramah. The Ramah said if you only want to eat one, bavakasha, democracy.
Okay.
You can make a bracha on that one.
Okay.
We're not talking about that.
Okay.
I've got a whole loaf of bread in front of me. I want to eat whatever. I use 2 slices, 3 slices. So then take the biggest one. Zot Shulchan Aruch. Im beis shleima is miminachot. Achas gedoila v'achas ketana. One is bigger, one is small. Mevorech al hagedoila. You make a bracha on the gedoila. Im yeish la'odom shnei chatzoi lechem. 2 halves of a bread ve'im lo lechem sholim. Yichabim yachad be'etz. Okay, that's not our din for the moment. Now look at the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Vav, number 11 on the sheets. Mevorech al hagedoila. 2 breads, shleimim, like a bracha on the gedoila. V'tavka kesheoyu shneim shovim b'yoifi. Only when they are both equal in their appearance. Avalim aktano nekiyo. What does nekiyo mean? It's cleaner. And if because it's cleaner, therefore it's more tasty, it's choviv. V'agedoila kibir mevorech al. So now, finally, our chart is complete. Remember how we started this morning? The Shulchan Aruch said that if you have Shalem, you make a bracha on the Shalem. Even if the other one is Godoil and Noki, so we said fine. So Shalem comes the top of the tree. Now, it turned out that Shalem was not top of the tree. Shalem was only number 2. Who was number 1?
Choshev.
But we said we don't know after numbers 1 and 2
the priority between
Godoil and Noki. Now the Mishnah Berurah has told us
Noki
comes first because it's Choviv. So what's the 4th and final Mila? Godoil. So now, do you remember my I want doesn't get IW DG. What's I? You tell me, what's the number 1 miler?
Iker.
Choshev. No, so what's Choshev in English? Important. Well, you want to call it Iker. Fine. Choshev, important. Next one, I, W. What's W?
Hole.
Shalim. Number 3, like we just said, Nokia in a Nokia, it's more desirable. D. And 4th one is G for Godel. I want, doesn't get. That's how you remember. I'm telling you, remember this acrostic, I want, doesn't get, you remember it for the rest of your life. I want, doesn't get stands for important, whole, desired, Godel. If it's important, what does important mean? Like Chitin, IWDG. I want, doesn't get. Now, by the way, it's a shame we have to see later on. This will be true, for example, let's say fruits. Imagine you've got 2 apples on the table. And you want to eat an apple? No, you're not fussed which one. Now, there's no choshev, doesn't get a look in. So I on our list is irrelevant. W, Hol, they're both Sholim, irrelevant. Desired, it's the same type of apple. So what's left? Shavon's biggish, Mikol Bracha. Now here will come your question, Moshe Zelig. What do you mean, God? It's too big for me, I don't want to eat such a big apple. So what's halacha then? Got a big apple and a small apple. So what do you make a bracha on?
Desired.
No, desired is always the gap of the minute. It's better quality. But I, whatever, for some reason I want to make a bracha and I don't have time now for the big apple. So what's halacha?
Whatever you want.
Whatever you want. Again, IWDG is only talking about when you're eating both. Or as the Mishnah Berurah said, you don't mind which one. But if I have one particular one in mind, for whatever reason, makes no difference in the world why, then of course I'm not going to force you to eat what you don't want to eat. If I've got two apples in front of me, and then one is slightly larger, and I'm happy to eat either one, or I want to eat two apples, then what do I make a bracha on? On? No, if I want to eat both.
Want to eat both? On the gadol.
On the gadol. And if I want to eat one, but I don't care which one, no, that's what Mishnah Berurah says. Mistabra, he said it's logical that if I don't mind which one I want to eat, then I should go for the one with the milas. And that's
God.
I only ignore the milas if I don't want to eat it. But if I don't mind eating it, then I'm sure you have to eat it. Mistabra, that's what Mishnah Berurah says. Mistabra.
But maybe the fact that the naki would be. It has a factor because you know, one looks nicer than the next.
That's obvious. That's a mylar. That's
an excellent.
That's it. Then there's mylars.
If you have two challahs, one white and one whole wheat.
Right. Which one do you prefer?
That's the question, right?
So then you go for chaviv.
My wife prefers one and I prefer the other.
But you're making the bracha. But you're making the bracha.
Okay.
So if you make a bracha, again, with regard to chashuv, let's say chashuv is not a factor. With regard to Sholem, they're both Sholem. So we've got numbers 3 and 4, Chaviv and Godel. So if one's more Chaviv, I like the taste of this better than the other, and that's what you make a bracha on, even if it's smaller.
Okay.
Oh, there we go.
It's a bit complicated, but I'm telling you, if you remember this acrostic, I want, doesn't get, important, whole, desired, Godel, then you remember it for life. Remember it for life. This is mamish. Maisim b'chol yoim. Maisim b'chol yoim. Now I'll tell you a little story, just to a little factor, just to complicate matters. I did see in a sefer this week, and he didn't bring any proof for it, but I think it is very logical. Imagine that everybody's going to come home today, lunch, Thursday afternoon, and you've got four slices of bread on the table, and you're planning on eating all four. Or, as far as Mishnah Berurah says, you don't mind which one. So therefore, I've got to go for what? Which one shall make a bracha on? God, that's the only deciding factor. Now, one second. They all look pretty much the same size to me. So I'd have to get a tape measure and say, oh, now this is 7.9 centimeters and this is 7.85. Right, the 7.9 gets it. So I saw in this sefer, Karp from Kirin Sefer, he says logic would dictate that only if it's recognizably bigger. If you don't really see the difference, it's very hard to attach any chashivas to it. I'll tell you where it would be a difference. We've got two slices on the table, one from the end of the loaf and one from the middle of the loaf. So that's definitely noticeable. And again, we have to add the Tanai. If I only want to eat the small one, Mavakasha, I'm not going to force you to eat something else. But if I'm happy to eat both or just one of them, you should make a bracha on the middle of the slice, middle of the loaf, because that's big. So don't make a bracha. You've got a whole loaf of bread in front of you, and you're planning on eating a number of slices, you should not, lechatchila, take a slice from the end of the loaf, because that's smaller. You should take a slice from the middle of the loaf, because that's bigger. God will win.
You have a bread. Say, it's not made or anything like that. You go to the store and you buy a bread that's already packaged. The slices in the middle, are bigger than the ones on the side. So what do you go right to the middle of the...
Yeah, so you should do it for Rachel Chatzchila. Or you're going to now go to a simcha and they put a basket in the middle of the table with five bagels. With five bagels. Now, again, if I only want to eat one of them, I don't want to eat two, and I know exactly the one I want to eat, then what's the halacha?
Take the one you want.
Take the one I want. I ignore all other milas. I couldn't care what it is, what it's made of, size, shalim, everything else irrelevant. That was the remor. You mustn't forget the remor.
So I don't...
Irrelevant. I want doesn't get irrelevant.
Irrelevant. Okay.
Again.
Okay.
I want doesn't get is only relevant if you're planning on eating both, or...
You don't care.
Or you don't care which one. But if I do care, that is the remor. That is the remor. You have to remember that remor. In number...
Nine.
No. A number six on the sheets. That's the Haggah. The Kol Zeh Kesheroitzeh Lechol Shtehem. But if you don't want to eat, you can do what you like. That's now number nine, as you mentioned, the bottom of nine. That's a very important Mishabura, the Mistabra. Mishabura says, Mistabra, that even if you only want to eat one, but if you don't mind which one, you should go for the one with minus. Fine. So again, you come to a place, you go to a bris, and it's a milky suda from Holy Bagels, and there's a basket in the middle of the table with 10 bagels. An onion bagel, and a, what's it, a bialy bagel, and a poppy seed bagel, and a plain bagel, and you're planning on eating two bagels. You fancy having two bagels. I don't think I can eat more than that. I wouldn't mind having two bagels. Okay, what are you going to make a brach on? Which one should I take first? Again, if I only want to have one, and I'm very muck, but this is the one, then that's the one, finished. But if I want to have two, which one are we going to make a bracha? How are you going to decide?
Gadol.
So, l'chayre, if none of them are more chashuv, so okay. I is irrelevant. They're both shalim, so W is not relevant. So, what are you going to make a bracha on?
Gadol.
Which one ever you want, with desirable.
Oh. Whatever. Maybe one of them you prefer more. You happen to prefer an onion bagel to a plain bagel. Say, let's make a bracha on that then. If I quite frankly couldn't care, or they're both onion bagels, then I'd go for Godoil. Now we're just adding in parentheses, even if I have to go for Godoil, but that's only if it's noticeably larger. Generally, in the case of two bagels, they're pretty much the same size. Now, of course, they're not exactly the same size, but they're pretty much the same size. But if you happen to enjoy bialy bagels more than an onion bagel, that's why you should make a brocha. Why? Because then you've got the D, desired. These are important halachas. Now, just to make us all a bit more comfortable, of course, none of these halachas are ma'akif. It means, of course, if you made a bracha on the wrong one, you made it, of course, it's fine, it's 100%, billion percent fine, but yeah, it's a maila. If we should make a bracha on that one first. Okay, I'd really like to try and finish this today. So let's now have a look at number 12, 13, 14, and 15. This is now going over to the second part of the sugya, which is not really essentially connected to the first part because it's to do with Hilchos Shabbos. Zot the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Ayin Dalet, number 12 on the sheets. Boitzea al shtei ki korois shleimois. You should make a bracha over two whole breads. How do you do that? Sha'oiches shtehen b'yodoi u'boitzea ha'tachtoino. Did you know that? On Friday night, you have to cut the bottom bread. Hagor, says the Ramah, that's only b'leilei Shabbos. Al b'yoyim ha'Shabbos, so b'leil yom tu b'yitzea al hal elyoino. And he concludes, v'atam hu al derech kabola. There is deep reasoning for it. Why on Friday night do you make a bracha on the bottom challah and a Shabbos morning on the top challah? Some explain up the derech Kabbalah. In Shabbos on the night you say v'yonuchu vo. On Shabbos morning you say v'yonuchu voy in davening. Bo is feminine. Voy is masculine. Friday night is the bechina of a nekeva, feminine. Shabbos morning is the bechina of zachar. And Shabbos Mincha, we say V'yonuchu Vom, plural, Zocha and the Nekeva together, as where we all come together. So we have the Zocha and the Nekeva because the Chatchila, the way that the Zocha and the Nekeva, when they are together, the Mekayim, the Mitzvah, the Zocha is on the top and the Nekeva is at the bottom, that's why you cut the bottom Challah on Friday night, because the bottom Challah on Friday night is Bechinas Nekeva. Okay, Api Derech HaKabbalah. Says the Mishnah Berura 13, Shtei Kikoris, why two? Zeicher Lemon. In order to commemorate the Mon, the Ksiv Lektu Lecha Mishnah. V'gam B'yomtiv, also Tzorach Levtzer Shtei Kikoris. Very important. V'gam HaNoshim, or also women are also Mukhuyomis B'lecha Mishnah. Shehoyu Gamkein B'neis Hamon. Okay, go to number 13. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Daled. This is very important. Meirav Rabbeisai, do you remember the Machlokes Rishonim that we saw? The Gemara says, Yubaitseya Akula Sherusa. Rashi says that means that what? You cut a slice which is large enough for the whole meal. But how did other Rishonim learn the Rashba? The Rashba says, no, it means you cut both breads. And if you remember, the Rashba then concluded, it turns out that we have two opinions. The Gemara definitely brought an opinion afterwards and it says you hold both breads and you cut one. The way the Rashba learned is Beitzea Akula Shirusa is arguing with that. Actually, you should cut both. So what did the Rashba say in conclusion? You either should cut both or one, whichever one you want. But according to Rashi, what should you be doing? Definitely only one. There is no opinion in the world that says you should cut two. Look at the Mishnah Berurah now. Ubeitzea shareleine malecha Mishnah ela belakita. The Marshal v'shlo. The Rashal and the Shlo nagu lachtoich shneihem kepirisha rashbo. V'chein hiskim hagro. And the Vilna Goyen agreed with that. The rest is not negeh to us. But again, very beautiful once you've seen the Makairis. The Shulchan Aruch is telling you clearly that what?
Could both of you.
Mishnah Berurah at least brings the opinion you should cut both. Who is that? That's the Marshal and the Shlo who are following the opinion of the Rashba. Okay, one more Mishnah Berurah. Hatachtoina, this little technicality which we all need to know Friday night. If you're making a brocha on the bottom bread, or at least that's the one you're going to cut eventually, so how are you going to access the bottom bread if you've got another bread on top of it? So l'chayra would say, take the top bread off. So what's the big shayla? Ein ma'avirin al ha-mitzvah, says the Mishnah Berurah. Habach tomo. The Bach wonders, how can I possibly do this? Ein mavirin ala mitzvah. You don't have to bypass a mitzvah. So if the first challah that comes to hand is the top one, and obviously that will be the first, so how can I just get rid of it? Vahataz tikein zeh. And the Taz was masake, and he corrected the situation, says this is what you should do. V'noag lahaniach hatachtoin koroiv eilov yoiser mino elyoin. So if I've got my two challahs, it's not like this, one immediate on top of the other, because then the only way to get to the bottom is to remove the top. That's disrespectful. Rather, you have it like this. So this is on top, but the tachton is closer to you. So if I want to take the tachton, I don't need to remove it, just go like this. I just have to slip it out. I don't have to remove the elyon. V'nimsa, therefore, shepoigeya, you will touch. First, you will meet first, tchila b'tachtono. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I've got another eitzah. Oi, another solution would be loikhin ho elyoino b'shas birkas hamoitzi umanichin oisa lamato uboitzin oleho. That means you have first eitzah was to do this. So the tachtoin is closer to you. So the first one you bump into is a tachtoin. I'm not bypassing anything. The other eitzah was no. Have them exactly on top of each other, exactly like this. And you have the elyon, and then b'shas the brocha, you go like this. B'shas the brocha, you move it underneath. That's what he says. So that means, look what I'm holding now. I'm holding it like this. So bring it underneath. And now just pull it out. I pull it out. I don't need to remove this because this is the one I was holding anyway. It's in my hand. Like this. Okay, number. Just continue the Mishnah Berurah. V'ayin le'el b'simon kuf samach zayin sif aleph ba'agor shelo yachtoich bekiko. Do not cut the bread ad achar ha'brocha. Kedei shu ha'kikor yishleimois. V'amadak tekim regilim lirshein besakin kodim brocha. I think we all do this. We all make a little incision with the knife. Okay, final Shulchan Aruch, number 14 on the sheets. Mitzah, this is Siv Beis, mitzvah livtsoya b'shabas prusa gedoyla she'tasbik lo'ilu kol ha'suda. Whose opinion is that? That is Rashi. That's the way Rashi learned. You should cut yourself a slice which is large enough for the whole meal. Says the Mishnah Berurah 15. Again, this is coming from the Gemara. Don't worry, he doesn't look like
a glutton.
Why? Because he certainly doesn't do that on the week. Therefore, vadai kavonosoi shechaviv olav hamitzvah. So therefore, it's apparent that why is he doing it? Not because he's a glutton, because it's very chav, it's very special. It's covered for Shabbos. V'roitza lechol harbe. Now, I don't know. I can't say, to be honest with you, that I've seen people do this. The person who cuts the bread cuts himself a slice. I've never noticed that they cut themselves this whopping slice, enough for the whole meal. I don't know. But akoponim, it's Medina de Gemara the way Rashi learns. And the Shulchan Aruch paskens it, not during the week, but at least on Shabbos. Chaviva samitzvah.
Maybe it's ideal to cut a very large piece and then cut that piece and to distribute.
Yeah. I haven't seen people do that, but either way, everything we saw in the Gemara comes to a very neat, albeit not so simple, but a neat conclusion in the Gemara. This Meirai v'rabboisai, I know I've mentioned this in the past, this is the only way to learn halacha properly. So you'll ask me a question, if that's the case, why do we ever go to a halacha shir? The answer is because at the end of the day we have to know what to do at home. If we learn every halacha like this, it'll take us 55 years. So if we go to a crash course, a bit of Vilchus Shabbos, Vilchus Bas V'Cholov, Vilchus Brachos, but essentially, this is the way you learn halacha. You learn the Gemara slowly, all the Rishonim, you see the background, and then you see how it comes to a beautiful, beautiful conclusion, Shulchan Aruch. You know exactly what the Shulchan Aruch means, you know what the Mishnah Berurah means, and I'll tell you the truth, it's much easier to remember as well. If you just go to a shir, the guy says, fine, make a bracha on the choshev, and then the shalem, and then the desired, and then the gadol. Why, what, which, when, where is it coming from, what does it mean? Very hard to remember. Okay, I wish you all well. This took us 3 weeks to finish one omelet. A bit of a record, but it's a complicated